I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World.
I, Charles Gunke Taylor, never, ever, at any time, knowingly assist Fode Sankoh in the invasion of Sierra Leone.
That's Charles Taylor's side of the story. The former Liberian president testified at his war crimes trial in The Hague today. He denied that he ever plotted with Sierra Leone's rebel leader, Fode Sankoh. Prosecutors say otherwise. They charge that when Taylor was president of Liberia, he armed and directed Sankoh's rebel group. Taylor faces 11 charges relating to the civil war in Liberia's neighbor, Sierra Leone. They include murder, rape, and terrorism. The BBC's Adam Minot is in The Hague. Adam, it sounds as if Taylor was pretty defiant today.
He was defiant, you're absolutely right, and he was also assured and confident in the witness box. This is his first appearance. The trial has been going on for 2 years, not continuously. There have been many interruptions. So there was some anticipation and expectation as to how he might perform. He has a reputation as something of a showman, and he was certainly on good form today.
I gather when the trial first started, he didn't even show up in the courtroom. Now it sounds as if he's sort of fully engaged in the process. Do you know what's changed?
There has been a change, yes. Certainly initially he didn't recognise the authority of the court. At one point he dismissed his entire legal team. But he now clearly has had a change of heart. And indeed his lead counsel, Courtney Griffiths, said yesterday that the time had come for him to put his side of the story. And that is what he started today, and it's going to go on for some time.
What's the thrust of the prosecution's main evidence against him?
Well, the prosecution have called in total 91 witnesses. Some of those witnesses have brought with them to court some appalling testimony, and some bear the evidence of what's happened to them. There have been witnesses without limbs. There have been people talking of having their children butchered in front of them. One lady said two of her children were killed, their heads were hacked off, and she had to carry their heads in a sack. So some of the testimony has been truly gruesome. And the prosecution line is that it was Charles Taylor who was orchestrating this rebel activity in Sierra Leone from neighbouring Liberia with the intention of controlling Sierra Leone's vast diamond resources. There are very rich diamond mines, and he wanted, the prosecution claims, to have control of this massive wealth.
This hallmark of the atrocities, the hacking off of the limbs of the victims, let's just go back and hear some tape of one victim, Jabati Mambu, speaking about what happened to him during the war.
I lost my right hand in 1999. I was 15 years old. Rebels from the Revolutionary United Front surrounded our house. The commander asked one of the 12 years old boy to come with an axe to chop our hands off. They grabbed me from my back and placed my hand on the floor. You know, they attempted my left hand first, but I was lucky. And they said, oh, I want to fight them. Then they said, now they're going to chop my right hand. And they just chopped my right hand off, just like that.
That was Sierra Leonean amputee Jabati Mambu. Now today, Charles Taylor's defense lawyer addressed the charges that Taylor was connected with amputations of Sierra Leoneans.
Did you ever order the trademark atrocity of the Sierra Leonean conflict, amputations?
It's impossible for that to have ever been ordered by me.
Adam, there's been a lot of victim testimony in this trial. Is there any indication that Charles Taylor was affected by it? You spoke of him being quite impassive throughout, but has he been at all moved by testimony from prosecution witnesses?
It's hard to tell, particularly as he's maintained a studied silence for the past 2 years. But certainly in his testimony today, he said that he would not have considered carrying out the sort of deeds that were perpetrated in Sierra Leone. And he pointed out in his defence that this signature trademark, as his counsel called it, of amputating people's limbs, never happened in Liberia. It was something that happened in Sierra Leone. So Charles Taylor said, how could I have been responsible for those sort of deeds when they never took place in my country?
And the prosecution contends that he armed and directed rebel groups from Liberia in order to seize control of Sierra Leone's diamond riches. Taylor told the court he'd only wanted to bring peace to Sierra Leone, and he denied being given coffee jars full of conflict diamonds by the rebels.
Never, ever did I receive, whether it is mayonnaise or coffee or whatever jar, never receive any diamonds from the IUF. It's a lie. It's a diabolical lie.
Another denial today by former Liberian leader Charles Taylor. Adam, how does Charles Taylor describe his relationship with Fode Sanko and the Revolutionary United Front? Does he admit to any involvement in Sierra Leone?
He certainly admits knowledge of what went on there. He said, how could he not have known? It was a neighbouring country, and clearly the world knew what was going on. But he certainly said he did not support the RUF, the rebel movement. He said there was one very brief period of about 11 months where he did supply some arms and ammunition to some rebel soldiers stationed on the border between Liberia and Sierra Leone. The purpose, he said, of this was to bolster border security.
What happens to Taylor if he's found guilty of any of these charges?
Well, I think if he's found guilty of any of them, the chances are he faces a very lengthy prison term, probably a life term. But of course, here we are right at the beginning of the defence case. We've heard the prosecution case, which has gone on now for 2 years. We've got a long defence case ahead of us, headed, of course, by the man himself, Charles Taylor. But his team have said they have as many as 249 possible witnesses. It's very unlikely they're going to call all of those. And they are maintaining very strongly that their client is innocent.
The BBC's Adam Minot in The Hague. Thanks so much, Adam, and we'll check back in with you as the trial goes on.
Great. Look forward to that.